Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Goo Goo Doll tickets all this week. Jane's got Goo Goo Doll tickets. 4:05 in the afternoon. She'll give you a code word. You text that to 20357 and you'll be entered for your chance to win a pair of tickets for the Goo Goo Dolls and Dashboard Confessional.
Mm.
I love them. On September 4th at the Greek Theater in Berkeley. God, that sounds like a fun show. I gotta look at what night of the week that is. I might want to go to that. Oh, fun shows. It's actually, I feel like it's been so long since I've really gone to a big show. I mean, I know we did the SAP Center a couple of years back, but there have been so few shows for me personally since the pandemic. It's just not, I'm definitely not in that mode. Anyway, Jane, all week long, 4:05. Be listening. Goo Goo Dolls and at the Greek in Berkeley. So this is, I actually am going to start with this because I thought it was sort of a funny spin to put on something like the big story a week ago or however long was that Red One had just died on the vine at the box office.
Mm-hmm.
So Amazon is just spinning that so hard. Like, no, we didn't throw $200 million at a The Rock movie that didn't work out. This is how we planned it. Red One crushed it this weekend on Prime. According to Amazon Prime, 50 million people watched it this weekend. The streaming begins. It's available for streaming, which the turnaround seemed really fast to me because, again, it died at the box office. They say not only did it have a bad run at the box office, critics hated it. So far, it is a huge hit on Amazon. It attracted 50 million viewers worldwide in its first weekend, which is the biggest debut for an Amazon MGM Studios movie on Prime. Now, I don't know how they get these numbers. Like, I don't have access to Amazon's numbers. Like, does Nielsen have access to that? I mean, maybe they do.
No way.
Right. It seems like
that's the same as Netflix. Right. They don't have to let you know what is...
They can tell you what their top show is without ever telling you.
But I do feel like when they get into these deals, they have some metrics they're using to know whether it's worthwhile or not. Like those movies they made, I don't know how many Adam Sandler made for Netflix, but I thought these seem like throwaways, but they keep signing him to new deals. So
for hundreds of millions of dollars,
it must be worth it.
He was on Adam Sandler. Made a surprise appearance on SNL over the weekend, too.
Cool. What it end?
No, it's just a quick appearance. Funny. In a silly little skit.
All right.
Chris Rock was the host, so, you know, they must be friends, and he jumped on there, and just fun. I felt like it was a weirdly un-Chris Rock skit-style show. Like, I really felt like, huh, he agreed to that, huh? He did the... He did the joke about Mexicans getting shot into space
and
in the monologue, but he delivered it in a way that was very much it was phrased really differently than when he had stormed out of the billionaire's party for saying the same joke, and he landed it. Oh. And I thought, oh, I see where he's going there. It was good. It was good. Mars, let's go. It was very odd choices for skits. I thought, who pitched that to Chris Rock? Like there was, I mean, I get it. He clearly did not want to address the slap. There was no slap skit there, which I was like, oh, maybe there'll be a slap skit. No.
Well,
it's very random, like weird misbehavior at work.
I feel like, guys in general really hate being emasculated. It's like the worst thing.
Yeah.
Whether it's a lady who's like, oh, that thing's cute, or a guy bitch slaps you in front of the entire world. Mm. All that stuff.
And you're
really
like, what do I do? Do I go at him?
No. And that's it. You just go, okay, I have to deal with this now. Thanks.
That just happened to me.
Will
Smith. In
front
of a billion people.
Right. So yeah, I can imagine that he addressed it when he did and went, that.
Yeah. Don't come at me. I'm going to start by saying, don't come at me with any of those jokes.
Right.
That's my Chris Rock impersonation.
Good job.
Thank you.
Really good.
Thanks. He was good though. It's funny to just watch all my favorite, the people that we grew up with, they get older and you see, you go, oh God, Chris Rock actually looks old. How did that happen? That guy. We were all so young once. Anyway, this Red One attracted about 50 million viewers. Red One is a Christmas movie. It's J.K. Simmons, I think, is playing Santa. And then The Rock is like, I don't know, like a defender, a bodyguard of some kind. I don't really know. Didn't look like something I needed to go see. So, but Amazon has said from the beginning, oh, the box office, that's not the most important thing for Red One. The plan is we're going to put it out in theaters with a huge marketing push. That'll be paid for with the box office receipts. And then by the time it hits Amazon, it'll have a ton of basically free advertising. I don't know, man. I thought the box office was the whole like metric for paying for things, but
I'm not great with numbers. I'm even less great when I think about corporate tax structures. But I have to believe it seems like anytime you hear a company that goes through some kind of loss, they're like, well, we wrote it all off though. And it turned out that we were ahead.
Right.
And like, who knows what they're doing.
Yeah. Like it feels like the tax code is broken. If you are like better off paying rent on like a whole nother floor of a building or in order to write it off than to actually use it for the things that people might want to use it for. Yeah. It just feels stupid to me.
I don't know how any of that works. So I don't really, they may be like Red One was a huge success. We're writing off every penny of that. And the government owes us money, it turns out.
Wow. How do we do it?
We're Amazon. We're amazing.
There have been like a couple movies that, not even ones that were necessarily, like, was it the Coyote, Roadrunner and Coyote movie or something that they were like, I was really proud of that movie, but they're not going to release it because
Batgirl was one of them.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Yeah.
You're right. It was also a Roadrunner movie.
There's been a couple of those things, and the people who made them are like, excited, oh, my movie's coming out.
No, it's
is it tax write-off that no one's ever going to see? Okay, well, I guess I got paid. You know, you'd think if anybody had a back-end deal, they could sue. Like, no, you have to release that. My earnings on that movie are tied to the bonus structure that you put in place for when you released it as an actual thing.
Got to be careful who you pull lawsuits with, though. They very well might be able to say, well, you don't work again.
Yeah. Yes. Also, our pockets are so deep. That thing where you need some money off of us, it's going to be a problem for you.
Yep.
Not us, though. We don't even have to hire lawyers. We have an army.
I have, though. Initially, I saw the ads for Red One and thought, oh, that'll probably be cool. And then I have since, after everything I've heard, I won't press play on it. I don't have time for stinkers.
Yeah.
I just don't.
There's
so if I already know it's a stinker, no thanks. I gave 10 minutes to Wolverine and Deadpool and went, nope.
Oh.
Bye.
Yeah, I gave it longer than that because I was like, there has to be a story here soon at some point, right? This is not just a bunch of like camera tricks and cool fight scenes.
You're both are broken. It's a great movie.
Oh, good. Oh, well, no. I want you to like it. I want everyone to like it.
I liked all the Bone references. Didn't. I thought that was nice. That for that opening scene where he's just like, you know, really sexy, bad things are happening.
Yeah, I saw that part and went, okay, this is what they're doing for.
I was like, oh, that's pretty funny. No, I'm like, okay, this will probably be a good time. This will be a fun ride.
And then it went downhill from there?
Yes.
Okay, well, they lost me before that.
Yeah. I think I was falling asleep on the couch. It happens. I try to stay awake. I put the trailer for this up on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. It's fully out, so you can watch it whenever you want. Apple TV released a surprise holiday edition of Carpool Karaoke. And the host is not James Corden. James Corden is like, from the trailer, it looks like he calls the guy, I need your help. Can you go and pick up these different people in all these different places? And the guy who hosted it was someone named Zane Lowe, who in my very brief investigation of who the hell this guy is, it looks like he's a Kiwi. He's a New Zealander who's like a radio guy. He's like a DJ and like a TV presenter, you know, 50-year-old dude who apparently also likes singing, you know, because in Carpool Karaoke, they all sing together. It does look cute, and it stars Dua Lipa, Chappell Roan, and Lady Gaga. Three different segments. It's all sort of holiday themed. During Gaga's segment, the host, the Zane dude, surprises her by introducing her to AC/DC singer Brian Johnson. Like that, just randomly, that happens. And Gaga reveals that she was an extra in a video for them back in the year 2000 when she was 17 years old. It's some song called Stiff Upper Lip. I don't know. And they stopped. They're like, cut. And it wasn't for her shoes being too loud. They were like, stop headbanging, young lady. And she's like, what are you talking about? This is AC/DC. They're like, we're trying to have a more modern. We feel like that's old fashioned. Headbanging. We're trying to have the cute girls just look cute and not be headbanging. She says, I was headbanging. They were like, don't headbang. Stop it now. Which is, I'm sure, embarrassing in front of all the other people who were not headbanging.
I think headbanging's funny because it is the thing all these metal bands came up doing, and every one of those mofos has neck problems from it.
Like major frozen, fused together vertebrae neck problems.
And you just, there it is. In youth, we do what we want. After a few years later.
We hate our younger selves. I hate you. I hate you for doing this to me.
What was I thinking?
Really seeing like old videos, especially like Metallica is a great example of this because they would just stand together and in unison be doing the headbang with their long hair and swinging it back and forth and just headbanging like there was no tomorrow. Beavis and Butthead style. And they're all like, no, we don't do that anymore. Absolutely not. If I did that right now, my head would roll off and roll across the stage.
I was there for those, maybe not the first early shows, but early shows, and loved that in unison, you know.
Three axes in a
just
row.
Just going crazy.
Yeah.
Just going crazy. And there I am in the audience going crazy.
Yeah.
Ow.
Headbang.
Well, I'm not professional, so I'm sure they're fine, but ow.
I know. Remember that? You'd headbang at a show, and like for days afterward, your neck and shoulders were killing you.
It's called whiplash.
Yeah.
That's a You've given
yourself whiplash. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. You'd think that would be, you know, well, I can't do that anymore. I'm not doing that. And you'd headbang once and be like, meh, not doing that. Maybe they're safer in car accidents, though.
Well, you know, I how many times, whether it's something you enjoy or you think someone else enjoys it, you do it. And even if you tell yourself, I'm not doing that anymore. That's not working out for me or for them or for whatever.
For anyone.
Mm. And then there you are doing it again. You go, what's wrong with me?
This is the only way I can enjoy rock music? Seems silly. What am I thinking? Anyway.
Or Sarah snaps at you and says, I don't want caressing touches.
Yeah.
Don't caress me.
No. It's fine to do. A little caressing is fine. It's the repetitive thumb move. It's like this. This is what I hate.
I can't see anything.
I'm just rubbing my thumb in the same place over and over. Or like this, like on somebody's arm, like people just rubbing and rubbing. Oh,
people. Or John's like,
John knows better. Are you kidding
people,
me?
I'm your husband.
No.
John knows. I just love you so much.
John knows way. John knows better than that.
Well, right. The time you snapped at him, he went, oh, geez, okay, I'll never do that again.
Yeah, and he never did.
Right.
And so I kept him. I was like, all right, you can stay. Just really quickly, back to the box office. Not that Red One. Red One, I guess you can go still see that in movie theaters if you wanted to. Over the weekend, Moana 2 has crossed the 700 million mark globally. Kraven the Hunter pooped the bed. That made $11 million, which they say is the lowest opening for a Marvel character movie. It's Sony made this. I think that Kraven the Hunter must be have something to do with Spider-Man.
Spider-Man, he's a,
because they,
one of his nemesis.
Right, Sony keeps making these like Spider-Man and Spider-Man adjacent things just to be able to hang on to the rights to it. So it's Sony's first R-rated comic book movie. It's called Kraven the Hunter. Don't worry, nobody saw it. It 11 million, I don't know how many audiences, how many theaters it was in, but it only made $11 million, came in third behind Moana 2 and Wicked. So they're also saying that the Lord of the Rings cartoon movie, The War of the Rohirrim, also died a quick death. And let's see, Wicked cleared the 500 million mark worldwide. So Moana and Wicked saved the weekend.
Own everything.
They do. They made it a good weekend. Everybody wanted to see those and nobody wanted to. Oh, Gladiator 2 is out there too. I can find the whole list of all the things that were in theaters this past weekend. So let's do the latest weekend. Gladiator 2 was fourth with 7 million and then The Lord of the Rings, their opening weekend is 4.6 million.
That's really bad, right?
It's really bad, Ben. Yep. Dang. It's terrible.
What happened, Lord of the Rings?
I don't know. Total take, though. Very bad. You know, this is just, maybe they made more internationally. They're not showing it here. Okay, I'm out of time. What's coming up, Vincent?
Oh, Nancy. And more after these.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting college football bowl games, good luck. No, seriously, it's never been harder. And you don't want to be hurting your bankroll. You want to make sure you're doing your homework. Listen to Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I will be breaking down every single bowl game, dropping new episodes nearly every day throughout college football's postseason. Spicing things up with a 12-team playoff. Can't wait to see some of those teams from the South come up north for the snow. Be sure to subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Look at that.
Tell us at 97.3.
It's not true. It's Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Listen live, win contests, and get our full show podcast. It's all happening at radioalice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by BART. If you're shopping, ice skating, or heading to the airport this holiday season, avoid the stress of dealing with unpredictable Bay Area traffic. Take BART. Visit BART.gov.
BART.
Let's
do it.
All right, here's what's happening. We'll begin with the weather. It was super foggy on my drive in this morning. Slowed me down a lot.
Yep.
I was bummed. At some point, I expect to get through that and get back up to pace and was just in and out of it the whole way. So know that as you get in your car. Morning fog, clouds, dry until the weekend, it looks like.
Oh, that's great news.
Okay.
Let it dry out.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and there's like red flag warnings by the ocean. So if you're going to be taking walks by the beach, the surf is up and dangerous. Keep your distance.
Yeah.
You do not want to find yourself in that water. We begin with Nancy.
What's going on with Nancy?
Nancy Pelosi made the news last week while on a trip in Luxembourg. They say she fell or got hurt.
Yes. Something happened.
And ended up being hospitalized. Nancy Pelosi, age 84, it looks like broke her hip. Like the old person falls.
So cliche.
Breaks their hip. Mm. She underwent successful hip surgery overseas.
Oh, boy.
This is...
Well, Luxembourg. I mean, it sounds like a high-end place, doesn't it? I'm sure they got the best in medical care.
They say this group photo that they took, I'm showing it to Sarah now, it's about 15 people. Yeah. How many people is that?
I don't know.
They're 15 all in
to
suits
20,
and,
yeah, sure.
And,
they
all look business very... people.
A lot of white people.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I'm looking to see if there's anything but white people in that picture, and I think the answer is no.
All whites, all mostly men, but all in, you know, business
subdued
attire.
Business wear.
And they say that Nancy fell right after that photo.
Well, yeah, she looks hale and hearty there. I don't know what could have possibly gone wrong.
Her last pain-free moment.
Oh, poor thing.
For a while was in that photo right there. Anyway, so she's being taken care of. She has thanked the people taking care of her. But I'm sure that, you know, it's just like anything else. If you don't, even a cold, you're like, I want to go home.
Yes. Just I want to be in my own bed with my own pillow, listening to my own radio. Mm-hmm. Just want to be home.
Well, she doesn't get to be home. She had to get hip surgery there and is still there recovering from I can read. Nancy Pelosi announces major surgery after fall in Luxembourg, and it was her hip.
Oh, that everyone. Sucks.
The old hip. I wanted to mention this. These are not the Stanley mugs that took the world by storm with the straw, the big water mugs. But 2.6 Stanley mugs have been recalled. They're coffee mugs. So they're kind of like the Contigos that you and I have been using forever. It's that type of mug. They say that the popular steel cups have been, the tops of the popular steel cups have been detaching during use, resulting in 38 burn injuries worldwide.
Oh, boy.
2.6 million Stanley coffee mugs are being recalled after 38 people suffer burns due to faulty lids.
So these aren't the ones, because some of them are, they look like they have a handle and a straw coming out the top.
That's the one that was super popular. It's not that.
These do just look
these
like
are
regular
coffee
old
mugs.
Coffee things. Like something where you might sip between, you might sip right out of the top of that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So they're causing leakage and burns.
I recommend Contigo.
They say the
ding,
cups
ding, shame
were often sold through Amazon, Walmart, Dick's Sporting Goods, and Target, these Stanley mugs.
Yeah.
I imagine they
had a minute. They really, we heard about them for a minute, and then I was like, oh, I still don't care about that. I'm, you know, trying to care, but I don't.
People are still using the big, big giant water ones with the straw, but these are different and they're burning people. So take yours back before you get burned.
Yeah, don't get burned.
Yikes.
Or even just don't get stained clothing. Maybe you were only going to bring soda in that thing. Well, you don't want that all over you, do you?
No, but I think the more dangerous situation for me is I drink coffee in my car usually on the drive to work. And that's where, if you get burned there, you might crash. So you go from just, you know, sipping
taking
your coffee to, next thing you know, you ever have a cherry come off a ciggy and land in your, you know, It's like that kind of,
Right.
Yeah.
It's exactly like that.
But my
like,
friend Billy
I can't
and
get
I
to the side of the road fast enough.
Are leaving surf one time. This is when we were little boys. We're 16. I'm in my Datsun B210. We are cruising down the road for home now. We've already been surfing. Had a great time. one of us, I don't know which, threw a ciggy out the window and it flew back in the car and went to the back of the very back of the B210 and laid on a towel until fire started.
Oh, Jesus.
And there we are smoking. The smoke is coming out of the bag. We're billowing. What the? Ah! Just. No.
I burnt the backseat of my Ford Escort.
Yeah.
Same way.
You're driving. You don't need fire and you sure don't need coffee coming out of your Stanley Cup onto your crotchal zone.
It is really, you know, like what you're saying makes perfect sense. Don't do that. Like, never do that. Why would anyone ever light a thing with open flame in a car with the cig and the cherry on top and the flies out the window, flies back in? Like, plus your car just stinks. Like, there's no reason for that. And yet, nicotine.
Well, and young people. I mean, we're right now with my oldest, we're going through this repeated lessons are being learned, but in great numbers. We're just, I find myself going.
Who's learning them? You?
And well, I'm learning, but I've made a terrible mistake. Just kidding. But I mean, I definitely find myself going, oh my God, this is so hard. I don't want to be ragging on you all the time, but I have. Where do I find the line between I can't let that go to let that one go?
Yeah.
You can't be on this chick at all times, all day, every day.
It was fun to see Dad Vinny.
Yes.
At Alice in Wonderland, because this is the first time I've met your children and your wife. And
Well, and you haven't been around me for years and years. Like, it's, I'm...
Not really built for this.
Yeah, I'm not. This event, I wanted them to be there. I wanted them to meet you guys. I wanted them to see our audience and see the show, and I've done that now. So that's the end of my family coming anywhere. But I loved it.
Well, it was nice meeting them. Okay. Yeah,
but you're never seeing them again.
Well, I'm trying to work.
Yes.
I'm just trying to work, and I really do have lines that are being crossed all over the place when they're around. But we got in the car. This is the typical, we tell the kids, go pee. We're going to be in the car for at least 2 hours. We're going to Oakland from Santa Cruz. It's going to take a while.
Yes. And we really can't stop.
Go pee.
We need to get
there. I don't know all the places to stop off 880. I need you to just not, sure enough. Dad, I got to pee. I'm like, right on that stretch of 880 where you're like, I don't know. I mean, I really don't know.
And both sides are like, so you're just like, it's not like when you're on the highway and you're on a road trip and it's like long stretches of nothing. And then the helpful little sign that says, hey, next exit, there's food and fuel and a place to pee. 880 is just like, oh God, I want to get off this highway, but I want to get off where I'm supposed to. Cause I don't know. There's no guarantee you can get back on a highway anyplace.
I spent a lot of time in the East Bay when I was dating that girl in Walnut Creek or Pleasant Hill is where she lived. But between there and here, not all over the East Bay.
Right.
I just don't know it well. I don't know it well. And I definitely, but we got off and went to a gas station.
Oh.
Of course, Christina was like, gas station. I'm like, what do you want? Where do you want me to take this girl? What do you anywhere you want? You tell me.
Right. Should we go to the Plaza Hotel? Is that where we should go?
I mean,
squatter down.
So then they're getting
this is where
out.
Boys were great. Yeah. And we would pull over the side of the road. I'd be like, stand behind that door and go. Okay, Mom.
Soon as the two get out to go, Edie goes, I gotta go now too.
Go
catch up with your mom. I'll wait here.
Yeah, run, run, run.
Oh. Anyway, that's just, it's a lot of extra that I don't necessarily.
Yes.
I'm not built. It was fine, though. We had a blast, and I'm glad they came.
Well, it is because there is no, they're your kids the whole time. Like, you are always ultimately responsible for them. Mm-hmm. And so it's really hard to be in that position where you're at a work thing. Like, I was thinking, John and I were talking about how fun the night was, and a bunch of our friends came with us.
Yeah, they did.
And I didn't have to babysit them. They all knew how to get their own stuff. Like, and it was like, it just felt so, it added like this layer of extra fun to this fun work event.
Mm-hmm.
Like to have them see it and for us to get up there and be doing our thing. And they're all like, oh my God, yay. Did you hear us yelling for you? I'm like, yes. I did. And but you know, I don't have to babysit them. Like, it's really hard to.
It turned out great. And I, you know what? Everybody was nice to my kids. And Michael
kids
Martin was cool to my kids. And it was just, it was cool. It was really cool. I came away happy and glad that I did it. It's not going to be a regular thing. Do not worry.
I'm not worried.
I'm a little worried about it. I think it's going to be a regular thing. I think that you just need to just, you know, let them go wild.
Okay.
Let them run crazy.
Where was
the backstage.
I? Back to the news. Don't ever say that again.
Just let them go.
The top five gifts teachers would love to get this month.
Can I guess? Is cash number one?
Cash and gift cards are high on the list. Mm. Handwritten letters are number one. Is that what you just say in order to cash first?
Yeah, no.
Give me some cash.
52% of teachers said handwritten cards or letters from their students are a great gift that they'd love to get. Right behind that is cash or gift cards, classroom supplies, personal items like a scarf or a coffee mug, packaged food like cookies or candy. They do not. The top gift they don't want is booze.
Oh.
They say here, not everyone drinks and it's very awkward to get alcohol from a child. I don't know.
I can't imagine that anyone's giving teachers booze.
Yeah, I don't know.
If I handed a teacher booze, it's because I'm a grown up and I saw you at the bar. Mm. Here you go. I think that you'll probably appreciate this. Also, my kid's got a card for you. And in the card, there's a Starbucks gift card or whatever. The nearby coffee shop.
Right.
I can always tell who knows me and who was just sending me something because I will get bottles of wine in the mail. And I'm like, it's just like...
Well, there was a you that loved that gift.
Yeah, there was a me that
true.
Loved that gift.
I knew
gift.
You back in the day.
And I like to re-gift. It gives
there?
Me something to re-gift.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Well, there you go.
It is nice. That's probably why teachers like the prepackaged food items. It's just like, oh, my God, this is great. I'm going to give this to that one friend of mine that I always forget to buy stuff for.
While we were on the subject of kids, I thought I'd move this story forward just because it's funny to me. I'm in that zone or have been anyway. Sarah?
Yara?
What's your favorite dinosaur?
Well, it's probably a velociraptor.
Look
I
at
mean,
you with your answer.
So just, they're very agile, super mean, tear you to shreds, bird-like.
As I mentioned, I have a daughter, and there was a point where she was playing with the next-door neighbor boy.
Who's
and,
really into dinosaurs.
And got just dinosaur fever from him. And that was a regular question for a while there. What's your favorite dinosaur, Dad? And I'd be like, I don't know.
You don't have one?
Triceratops.
Oh, those are fun. Triceratops is a good look. Like it's like a precursor to a rhino, right? Like it just looks so familiar.
I think rhinos look cool too.
Yeah.
So yeah, that would be my answer. Or a stegosaurus with the giant bat tail.
Yes, really, really cool.
The spiked bat. What is your favorite dinosaur, Maddie?
I'm classic, man. T-Rex.
Yeah.
T-Rex
is just so unfriendly, though. Like, you could never have one as a pet. Well, like, if you raised a velociraptor, as we saw when Chris Pratt started doing... the Island of the Lost, or whatever the hell the name of that.
Oh, what there's one where he's raising
he raised the velociraptors to be friendly. He raised one of them. I think her name's Blue. He raises her, and then, you know, when everyone's going crazy, she's, you know, it's the velociraptor to the rescue. Like, you guys stop eating it. He's my guy. Don't eat all the other people, but don't
Pratt's
eat that
not
guy.
In the first one, right?
No. This is when it's by the time Chris Pratt's in him. It's, I think, maybe starting with the fourth or fifth one.
All right.
Jurassic Park.
Mm. Brontosauruses are cool, too.
Yeah, they're so slow and boring. They don't do much. It's crazy that they walk to the earth.
They're kind of the dumb cow of the dinosaur
world. There's cows.
I mean, and I don't hate cows, but
they make a good pet and lots of meat.
Oh, you just want to eat them. I get it. No, that's
what was Shelly? Not Shelly. And it's not Shannon because that's your horse. On Land of the Lost, they had a little brontosaurus like baby.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
What was that?
Hold on.
That guy's name. There was Chaka.
Yeah.
No, but that was a monkey guy.
Yeah.
Chaka Unkar. Dopey.
They called him Dopey.
Dopey?
Yeah.
There you go.
Dopey the brontosaurus baby?
Yeah, they're not.
It's so crazy that, I mean, we basically had dragons on Earth. It's so interesting.
Anyway, most of the ones people picked most, Tyrannosaurus Rex was the favorite. Velociraptor, Brontosaurus, Triceratops. There it is. Mm. Oh, pterodactyl makes the list.
Pterodactyls are, they're pretty awesome. Like, if you could go back in time, I don't know how big, I don't think they're big enough for us to ride, but I mean, how great would that be? You could get away from the T-Rex. Just get on the back of your pterodactyl. But let's go to the skies.
I don't know
Terry,
this one.
The pterodactyl.
Stegosaurus is on the list, but then there's something called a Brachiosaurus.
Is that like a T-Rex too? I feel like I just recently started hearing about Brachiosaurus.
I don't know that guy.
Maybe it's like more like a Brontosaurus.
It's more like a Brontosaurus here, so.
Like a grazer.
Mm.
Oh, we have to look at pictures. This is gonna be fun. Yeah. Oh yeah, I would have just said Brontosaurus, Brachiosaurus.
They're like the giraffe of dinosaurs.
Yeah, that's what comes to mind, the giraffe. Our text number is 800-400-3697. My favorite dinosaur is Keith Richards, says 415.
That wins.
He's a solid dinosaur. That's really
text
funny.
Of the day. Good job.
I always ask my kids' teachers at the beginning of the school year if they imbibe. If they do, I ask their favorite alcoholic drink and then buy them that.
Oh.
Okay. That's one way. Yeah, I think that's the same thing that's happening for Maddie over there where he gets a bottle of wine and you're like,
You really
shouldn't send that to that boy. You know, and that's one of those things. If someone's for sure not a drinker, handing them a bottle that they have to drive home with, they're like,
great.
The inner dialogue is, should I?
I mean, it was a gift.
I shouldn't.
I mean, it's just a way of enjoying merriment.
415, never write me again.
Oh, is it Chapel Roan?
No, I don't mind that. That's fine. This one baited me right into a thing that I can't say. You see that one up top there?
Yeah. Yep.
Can I say that?
Nope.
Okay.
Is there a way to say around it? Like,
it's
I'm curious
a
now,
dinosaur that, I can't say it.
No, there's really no way to say it.
Is it just like a really well-endowed dinosaur?
A dinosaur that's female and likes other females.
Oh, like a lesbosaur?
Let's just stick with that and be done with it.
Okay.
415 never...
I can't wait to get off the air and find out what this is.
I'm sorry to leave you all hanging, but it's really not.
You can say that.
No. Well, then you say it.
No.
Not, okay. Nope.
Not now that we've made all these jokes.
Let's see here. One of the best gifts I ever got in school was from a parent who gave us wine bottles with the label on it with their child's picture.
That's weird.
That's really weird.
And said, Johnny is most definitely the reason you drink, so enjoy this bottle on us.
Oh. It's the reason they drink. Spreading the love.
That is cute.
That's funny.
Chris Pratt starts in Jurassic World.
Okay.
I don't know. I fell off by the time he started being in them.
Yeah. No, they're pretty good if you like dinosaur movies. I really like all the Jurassic Park movies.
You know what I loved, though? The book.
Yes. The original book, absolutely great.
By the way,
believable.
For the record,
yes, dear.
Because I found out that my kid was reading the book Wicked, and I went, you can't read that book.
Mm-mm.
That book is not the same as the movie, and you cannot read. That is not, so if you're a parent out there and thought, we saw Wicked, and I'll just give they can't read that book.
What age would you say is appropriate for the kid to start reading that book?
Like 15, 16, That's 17, not 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Nope.
Yeah.
They'll be all.
Because
what's this?
There's sex in it.
Yeah.
And you're saying not forget the violence, forget the other stuff. It's there's too much sex in it.
It's
graphic too.
Yeah. Mm. So no, that book's not for kids. I'm sorry.
I remember it being known that this one lady was doing that, but I don't remember it being graphic. But I was an adult, and so I wasn't scarred by it.
Right, and that's what I'm saying is if you saw the movie and thought, this will be so cute for my kid to read, what a cool thing. There's a bunch of stuff they shaved out of that.
Mm-hmm.
A lot. And made, like, straight-up changes where I'm all, oh.
Yeah.
Boy, they really had to, okay.
They took some artistic liberties with it.
4 and 5 says, are you live this morning?
We are live this morning.
Prove
Thank
it.
You.
My mother was like, oh, what, are you starting your vacation early? I'm like, no, we'll be back.
What's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, hasn't Jamie Foxx been through enough? Come on.
Know. Oh, yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Dallas at 97.3.